You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Jane Alexander has kind of done it all. She's acted on Broadway, television, and film, and she served as the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts from 1993 to 1997, the first working artist to ever head the NEA. On top of that, she's had four Oscar nominations. She has won Tonys and Emmys. Her latest projects are the film Feast of Love, currently in theaters, and the sexy new HBO drama series Tell Me You Love Me. I'm very pleased that they all bring Jane Alexander back to the show today. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Leonard. It's always a joy to be here. It's a wonderful show.
Have I left anything out, by the way, when I listed the achievements? I didn't go through all the movies and the plays.
No, no. I think that right now I've got a full plate.
Well, both of these current projects are about couples at various stages of their romantic relationships. Are you generally attracted to relationship-type stories?
Oh, I am. Very much so. Sure. Those are the ones that always resonate with me later on, be it novels, films, plays, you bet.
So is that one of the criteria for choosing a role? Or would you just be just as happy to be in a movie with lots of explosions?
I've never been in a movie with a lot of explosions. I was lucky enough to have a very small part in a movie called The Ring a few years ago, and that's very welcome because I get very nice royalty checks on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Feast of Love isn't the first film you've done with Robert Benton as the director. Was Kramer versus Kramer the only other time you worked together?
Yes, it was. And, you know, he's a master of relationship films, just a master. So anything he asks me to do, I didn't even need to read the script. He asked me and I said yes.
Well, that was 30 years ago, Kramer versus Kramer. So you've changed and he's changed, I assume. Or was it pretty much like wearing an old shoe?
Well, he doesn't direct me a great deal. We do feel like we have a pretty solid relationship, and he just kind of will drop something very quietly in my ear, just a tiny adjustment.
Are those your favorite directors? I assume that if I hire you, or if I hire Dustin Hoffman or Meryl Streep or Morgan Freeman, or any of a number of other actors he has worked with over the years, that I know what you're doing. And I would trust you. And unless you went off in some direction that I thought was totally crazy, I would pretty much trust you.
I think that that's exactly what he thinks and expects of us.
Mm-hmm. Do most directors deal with you that way?
The ones that know me? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And are there some who say, Jane, I'd prefer you say the line this way, even though you know that it's really the wrong way to deal with it?
Yes, there are some young directors who probably don't know me or my personality very well, but I listen to all directors. I do what they say first, certainly.
It's their movie,
yes.
Ultimately. Your main partner in Feast of Love is Morgan Freeman, and you have a very loving and strong relationship in the film. Now, I'm assuming that you didn't know Morgan all that well before you started. How do you get that chemistry going quickly?
Morgan is the easiest person in the world to work with. Oh, he's just, what he is on screen is what he is off screen.
But isn't it weird working with a man who's also the voice of God?
Well, it was very easy for both of us. Morgan comes on a set and he's very, very quiet. And what he does between takes is just sit there and hum ballads or sing them. And I, being of a certain age as well, knew all the words to the ballads. So we just harmonized together for a whole month. It was divine.
The film is based on a novel by Charles Baxter. Would you, as a matter of course, read a novel before you appeared in a film based on it?
No, I read the script first because the script is quite different. The script is equally strong, but then I read the book afterwards because I wanted to be acquainted with what Mr. Baxter had done. And it's a kind of a cult book. There's many, many people, particularly young people, who love this book, Feast of Love, and it's wonderful to read.
Would reading the book give you certain insights that a script wouldn't give you about the intentions of the author and the character you're playing?
Yes, indeed. He gave me an idea about Esther. and also the loss of their son. That was very helpful.
Although it's different in the book than in the film. The son isn't, well, I don't know how much I should give away.
Yeah.
But the son isn't lost as completely in the book.
No, exactly.
Are you one of those actors who does a lot of research? Did you research couples therapists in preparation for Tell Me You Love Me?
I did quite a bit of reading, and I watched some of the sex talk shows and did a lot of reading of clinical psychiatry and couples therapy. But I have to confess that after a while I got tired of it, and I went to Cynthia Mort, the executive producer and writer of the show, and I said, Cynthia, what one thing would you have me read? And she said, oh, you don't have to read anything, Jane. You're a natural. I thought that was a great compliment.
Well, you're an actor, and you know how, in the end, you're just playing a person, aren't you?
Yes, and I'm actually interpreting a wonderful script.
Although it's different if you're playing someone like Eleanor Roosevelt. I'm assuming you watched all the news footage and maybe even listened to air checks of her shows on WNYC.
Exactly. I did 2 years of research on Eleanor. The project for ABC kept being postponed, the miniseries, so I was up at Hyde Park, as was Ed Herman, who played Franklin. We were up there every chance we could get and going through the archives and the pictures and the letters, and I was very lucky to have that time.
My guest is Jane Alexander, who's not only appearing in an HBO drama series, but also is in theaters around town in a movie called Feast of Love. Tell Me You Love Me, the HBO series, has been called the show about sex. Do you think that's a fair description of it?
Oh, yes. It's a very serious look at sex in couples' relationships.
And is that something that attracted you to it? It's not something that we often see, especially in your case. We usually don't see depictions of sexuality between older couples.
No, we don't. And that was one thing that attracted me about the script. Not only was I playing a sex therapist, a couples therapist, but you went into the life I have with my husband, played by David Selby, as well. And I thought that was really a nice bit of fresh air.
Well, you have to like the person who's playing your husband, don't you, for some of those intimate scenes?
Oh, indeed I did. And I really, really wanted David. David and I had worked together in a number of plays, and he's just a remarkable actor, and we get along. We've been friends for 30 years.
Because I've spoken to a number of actors who've told me that they've been in films where there was a sex scene of one sort or another, and often it was the first thing that was shot, and then they didn't know this other person. They're looking like they have been together for years, and then they shoot the How We Met scenes.
Yeah. Well, it's very difficult to act them. I mean, a lot of people say, "Is that real? That sex?" But it's not. It's acted, and we're not allowed to have all kinds of very intimate things going on because our union doesn't allow it, for one thing. So you have to come up with a pretty good acting job. And if you like your partner in the scene, it's a lot better.
I guess the reason people are wondering whether it's real or not is that it does look more like real sex than you usually see in the movies, with all those lap dissolves of arms and legs moving and kind of silly stuff where you wonder, are they really... Is that the way they really made love?
Yeah.
But you also have to trust the crew, I assume.
Oh, the crew is wonderful. They really, really protect us. And they, of course, the set is closed to outside visitors. And there's really just a skeleton crew when it comes down to the final rehearsal and the shooting of it. And you just put your yourself in their hands, and they're just great.
Michael Douglas, when he was here recently, said that he had to work out the sex scenes as a kind of choreography because otherwise it does seem rather artificial. Is this the first television series you've worked on?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. How does television work differ from working on a film?
Well, of course, it's usually a lot quicker. And we have three cameras working most of the time on Tell Me You Love Me. And I'll fly out to L.A. and do my scenes in a couple of days because we've got the three cameras set up. And even those...
So it's almost like theater in a way.
That's right. Very much like it.
But you also have a chance to develop your character over time. And I don't know if you think about your character when you're not filming.
I do think about Mae Foster. I like her a lot. I think she's a very good therapist. And I've heard already from psychiatrists who are very grateful that a good therapist is portrayed. So often they're abusive in one way or another. So I think about Mae, but Cynthia Mort, our creator, you know, she doesn't give us anything that's coming up in the future, so we don't know.
And there have been hints that Mae's past might, which was rather promiscuous, may play a part in future shows. How many episodes have you completed so far?
We've completed 10 hours, 10
uh-huh.
episodes.
And four or so have been shown so far?
Four have been seen, yes.
So you know what's coming up.
I do, yes. But if we go into a second season, I have no idea what Cynthia has in mind.
Your characters in both the film and television series have great perspective on relationships. And you've been married for many years. Are you able to draw upon that experience?
Indeed. I mean, Ed Sheeran, my husband, and I have a very long, good relationship, very solid. And yes, indeed, I use it all the time. David Selby's been married to his wife for 43 years. So that helps a lot for both of us.
Now, your son is a director. Have you ever worked with him?
Jace Alexander, mm-hmm. You bet. I've worked with him a couple of times.
Is it challenging to be directed by someone who you once told to eat a spinach?
Actually, it's very comforting. I think he's a very good director. So I always feel very happy when either my husband or my son asks if I will be in their project.
You were appointed by President Clinton in 1993 as the first working artist to be chairman of the NEA. And did that experience come as a real stunner to you? Because you came in just at the time when Newt Gingrich was leading Congress in an attempt to shut the NEA down.
Yes, well, I came in and Newt hadn't been elected yet. He was elected the following year, and then that Congress came in, the first Republican Congress in 40 years. They really had an agenda, and one of their top items was to get rid of the NEA.
Do you think the NEA is relevant today?
Oh, definitely it's relevant. And it's Dana Gioia, who's the current chairman, has been doing some very fine national projects with it, not the least of which is archiving the stories of some of our soldiers coming back from Iraq.
But I've been talking to people in education, and there's real concern that the arts are really getting short shrift these days. There was a time when arts classes in high schools, for example, were mandatory, and now in many cases they're at the discretion of a principal who might very well want to allocate funds to some other area where he or she is concerned that test scores have to be brought up.
Yeah. I think it's a real concern nationally. And as you know, all education is local, really, and it's up to the school board and, as you say, the principal. And it's always been that way. The arts and some sports are the first to be slashed from a budget. And unfortunately, we are losing music programs that used to be de rigueur in all of our schools. They're going under all the time.
You started your career in the theater, and you've appeared regularly in the theater. Any plans to return to the stage?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I just did a reading of Tina Howe's new play, Chasing Manet, in Chicago the other night. And I'm about to do a new play by Tom Thomas, a reading at Primary Stages next Sunday that my husband has directed and called A Moon to Dance By. So there's a lot going on, yeah.
And meanwhile, we can see you in Feast of Love, which is completed. Any other films?
No, not right now.
And Tell Me You Love Me on HBO, 4 so far, 10 in the can. And that's not the end of the series for the year, is
well,
it?
Well, HBO operates sort of year to year.
Yeah, but so I mean, is it 10 or 13?
It's 10. Right now it's 10, and that's the end of this year's series. If we get picked up, which we hope to know in a few weeks, then we may go to 6 to 10 more.
I suspect it'll be picked up.
Oh, I hope so, Leonard. Thanks.
And thank you so much for being with us, Jane Alexander.
Well, thank you.